You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Kia ora 95 BFM. You're tuned into the Thursday 1 to 4 show. And I'm very, very blessed and grateful to be joined here by Anitha Kala.
Kia ora.
How are you going this morning? How's your week been?
You know, fellow producers out there might resonate with the feelings that I'm feeling the week before the biggest event I've ever organized. But we have to, what I love about Auntie's House and the kaupapa that it is bringing in the balance of life. So literally just before this, I went and got a pedicure, took myself out to lunch because we have to bring in that slowness, you know what I mean, when we're doing this
awesome.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, because normally sometimes asking event organizers how they're feeling about the event is
a
double-edged sword.
They take it like a pride of badge, a badge of honor for like being really tired and exhausted. But I'm like, why though?
No, yeah, like if you enter into the space nice and relaxed and feeling good, that might kind of get picked up on by other people around you.
Regulated nervous system is something I strive for all the time.
Goals. Okay, so for those that have no idea who you are, no idea who Auntie's Collective is, what is it and how would you describe it to people?
Ooh, great question. Okay, Auntie's House is a community collective all about celebrating the South Asian diaspora in Aotearoa. So that means the intersectionality of being Tau'iwi immigrants in Aotearoa, and that niche lived experience. I want to say niche, but I want to almost say it in quotation marks, because what we don't realize is that solidarity of experience. And actually, yeah, Auntie's House is a space for us to like be our authentic selves. So like lean into what you love, lean into your passions, don't box yourself. No need to like be a stereotype, because for a lot of us, we've been living, we call it assimilated masks. So we're, Auntie's House is really just a platform that celebrates people stepping into their power, whether that be a musician, whether that be an artist, whether that be a poet, whether that be an aspiring DJ radio host. the permission is there, and we're just here to like amplify that and connect each other in a really like safe way.
Awesome, that's so beautifully put. And how has the journey gone to get to here? Like, when did Auntie's House officially start? Where is it at now? Like, what do you do and where do you see it going?
Ooh, yes. Okay, so actually that bleeds us in really well, because it's currently our 1 year anniversary of being around.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, it's such good divine timing, especially around Matariki. I was reflecting back and I was like, wow, we actually birthed that at a really high vibrational time.
Awesome.
So what we do is we've got these like pillars. So we've got Chai Sessions, which is our music event. Then we've got Sketch and Sip, which is more artistic, like tactile art. And you have a DJ, and a little, you know, nice afternoon. And then we also have Beyond Taboos, which is a panel event. Our last one was part of Pride, so we had queer South Asians talking about that experience, which was stunning. We had people crying after that event, just like that. Again, we just say niche, but it's not that niche, because we can all relate to each other. And then we have Somatic Echoes, which is like our movement body-based workshop. So we run those throughout the year. And I say that like we've been doing it, but it's been 1 year and we've been doing those, and that's kind of like our pillars. So yeah, I'm really excited to celebrate the Chai Sessions, which is our next one coming up this week, Sunday, the DJ edition, which is stunning. Cause I'm an aspiring DJ, and it's nervy to take up space. Basmami is on the lineup. That's my alias.
Awesome.
And I will admit I am nervous, but that's, you have to lean in.
Yeah, if you're not nervous, then maybe it's almost, yeah, sometimes the best things in life that we do, you always feel nervous beforehand.
My therapist will always say, what are you making it mean? And that's what I ask myself.
Awesome. I was going to say, like, congratulations on all you've achieved in 1 year. That is phenomenal.
We praise the divine timing of how it unfolded, because the community just reacted in such an engaging way.
Yeah, it's truly remarkable what you've done in 1 year. I think everyone's eagerly watching to see what's coming in the future. Mm. Do you want to let us listen to maybe a track that kind of describes some of the sounds that you as a collective are feeling? You've sent through a few. The first one you sent through was by Amel. It's called Brown Noise. Tell me a little bit about this track for you.
Well, this track I discovered on TikTok, and I said, based in Aotearoa? Like, it's truly shocking to me every time I discover a creative here, because we're just so outstanding, but we're just almost not marketed. And I come from a marketing background, so I'm always like, where's the marketing budget? These artists are incredible. So Amol, he is based in Pornicky, a Punjabi artist. And yeah, this track is a really great lyrical track based on his like lived experience. Yeah, Brown Noise.
Wicked. We're going to listen to that now. This is Amel with Brown Noise. You're on BFM.
Such balda te, such bola, chuta sansar munda rehani bola. Such bola te, such balda, ki banu duniya da sirf rab janda. Time to rejoice, ignorance is a choice. They've been pointing out our darkness since we was little boys. I'm too used to being in the shadow of a white voice. Too used to being in the shadow of a white voice. Time to rejoice, ignorance is a choice. They've been pointing out our darkness since we was little boys. I'm too used to being in the shadow of a white voice. Too used to being in the shadow of a white voice. Burn up all my problems, got me breathing on this anger. Walking through the gardens like I know I got a man up. Like fatherless sons, but I just need to run. Need to burn my Jordans down to some rubber and some dust. Jenny tell me keep on running like my name was Forrest Gump. She think I need love, I just need an exit plan. Knocking on the shaitan's door, ask him if he knows a man. Fuck it, take another hand, looking from the overhand. I've been running from my problems like I motherfucking stole a man. Watch the angel on my shoulder, she been fleeing for her life. I seen the fallacies of life, I know my innocence is fleeting. Ain't no tunnel, ain't no life. I got used to all these feelings, every moment got more free. And what's the meaning of life? Keep on looking, I got meaning of life. Keep on looking, I got instead of forever. Keep on looking, I got instead of forever. Time to rejoice, ignorance is a choice. They been pointing at our darkness, some little boys. She used to be in the shadow of a white voice.
So good. If you've just joined us, we're talking to Amitha Kala. How are you going?
I'm doing great. That track, yo, again, astoundedly blown away by the talent in this land. Support local.
Coming out from Pornicky, exactly. Local forever and always. Okay, so what's happening this Sunday?
Right, this is what I'm here for this Sunday. I'm here to hype it up. Okay, I'm also the MC for this Sunday, so get used to this voice. This Sunday is our anniversary chai sessions. It is the biggest event we've ever organized because it is the most amount of collaborators we've ever organized. Most of our events are, you know, a couple hours at most, but this has six DJs, 15 plus BIPOC and South Asian businesses, a tarot reader, a block printing workshop, and it just all comes from such an intentional space. Everybody that's curating is doing this out of like love for this craft. Like, they're really doing it because this is like what their gift was for the universe. And so that energy is really poured in. And for people who come, we get in our feedback form all the time that, yeah, you can really feel the shift of community. And we're trying to stay away from individualistic thinking. We're trying to heal and we're trying to come back to each other and to reclaim our culture together, because for a lot of us, we had internalized racism, and for many of us, we didn't really have a space to have brown friends that was outside of like religion or caste or judgmental shame tactics. So this is just a really great energy space. We get everybody to sign the safer space agreements, and that's just, you know, some bare minimums. It's like, no racism, no homophobia, be a nice person, no competition. But I think it's really important that we write that down. And so everyone that comes in, everyone that collaborates, just knows the understanding that we're here for. And yeah, so I'm really looking forward to it. It's from 2 p.m. to 8:30 at Citizen Park in Kingsland. And yeah, there's so many little surprises and little, like, there's a magician. There's just so many little elements that are involved. So I'm just so looking forward to having the space to connect with each other in a nice, like, slow, relaxed way.
Beautiful. I can, yeah, really feel how much you care, how much thought has gone into this. And I think anyone that gets the privilege to experience one of your events is would consider themselves very lucky. So thank you so much for carving that out. You've picked another track by a very special person who's just arrived in, well, relatively just arrived in Aotearoa, Gold Tooth. Do you want to talk a little bit about Gold Tooth?
Wow, we are blessed to have Gold Tooth here with us in Aotearoa. Daytimers is a collective over in the UK that they are really a part of, and that was a huge South Asian collective that inspired Auntie's House. So having somebody that was in that collective be here, give their advice, you know, infuse that knowledge is just beautiful. And yeah, they're so wonderful and amazing. And yeah, the skill, when you hear the next song, the culture within the, I want to say it's like the sound of intersectionality of just being a South Asian living in a Western world and not making it mean something negative, but actually curating this new sound. When that is what it is, like a fusion.
Being proud.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much pride in like Gold Tooth sets, and it doesn't shy away from where his music comes from, and it always comes through.
Yeah. And so like it doesn't matter, it's like appreciate the culture. This is I'm play the track. Fire.
We're gonna listen to Koi Boys in Calcutta by Gold Tooth. You're on BFM. We'll be right back. grooving here to the sounds of Gold Tooth. This is Koi Boys in Calcutta. Beautiful, isn't it?
So fire. Fun fact, Gold Tooth, their name comes from the fact that they are a dentist.
I knew it was a dentist, but I didn't quite realise that that was the... Makes so much sense now.
I love it.
Cool. So what can people expect when they walk in on Sunday? They head up to Citizens Park and they have a look around. What's it look like inside?
Wow. Okay. So Auntie's House, we always bring the vibes. I literally have a pack of two big bags filled with saris that were donated to us, specifically knowing that we were going to use it for community events. Again, the infusion of all the elements. I'm always like, wow, so amazed by the energy exchange. So we tend to lift, drape those around. Then we have incense that's burning. We're obviously saging the place.
Yeah.
Duh.
White sage.
And then, yeah, it's going to be starting off with a artist who's debuting his first DJ what would you call it? Set? Yeah. Char. He sent me like 10 minutes of his set beforehand being like, can you let me know if this is okay? And if y'all heard the 10-minute set, oh my goodness. Again, the talent is so good. So the first part of the day is really nice and chilled. It has going to have the craft bazaar open with a whole bunch of small businesses from keychains to aromatherapy like Nug Champa made. You know, somebody made Nug Champa here, which is just stunning. Prints, there's a whole bunch of like Great Kai, Citizen Park, they're doing drinks, and I suggested that they use cumin powder and coriander as the garnish, and they said yes, and I said, period. Awesome. You know, cumin and mango is a stunning combination. Fun fact for you listeners, if you want to try it out, mango juice with a little bit of cumin powder. It
Beautiful.
Is so good. So we're having a lot of that. And then at 5 o'clock, we're doing speeches. We got donated a beautiful vegan cake from Mudita, cardamom carrot cake. And then from 5:30 onwards, it's like party vibes. So
wicked.
Really looking forward to that. We have Halala Mama Mariam as well, who's going to bring the culture. I'm just like shaking my shoulders thinking shik shak shock. We've got Namnita Namchucks as well, all the way from Porniki. She's come all the way up.
Awesome.
And we've got Dimpri also playing. So really just such a great evening, afternoon. And I think it's going to be great weather. Citizen Park, if you haven't been in beautiful weather, they open up all of the outdoor area. And it's just, yeah.
It's next to our beautiful, lovely friends, Atomic.
Yes.
Up in Kingsland.
There we go. If you need a landmark.